This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're learning Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Seif Gimel. Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Seif Gimel. Yesh Noyagim Lahaamid. Mi Shemakra La'oila Mila Bamila. There are those who are noyeg to set up someone who is makre to the oila word for word. The acher shagoymer hamakre hamila oimra ha'oila. There are those who are noyeg that to put someone up there to feed the words for the oila word for word, so that the oila could read the words. And then after the makri finishes the word, the oila says it. Says the Mishrovi Achar Shagomer Rotzoloimar, the Kivan Shein Omer Mishneim Vavasachas, since they're not saying it at the same time, Lekach Shash De Trei Kalei Eloi Mishtamai, there is no concern that two voices are not heard. Okay. Seif Dalid. Im Shliach Tzibor Roitze Levarech La'atzmai. If a shliach tzibur wants to be mevarich himself, the likrois and to read, tzarch sheyamid acher etzla, you have to put someone else next to him. Meaning if the chazen wants to read, if the balkari wants to read, he needs to have someone next to him. In other words, you can't just have a balkari standing up there at the bima by himself. Shekshem shenitna Torah alidei sarsor, kach anu tzrichem linoig ba alidei sarsor. Just like the Torah was given through a middleman, namely Moshe, so too, during Kriyas HaTorah, you can't just have the balkoire and the people. You need to have a middleman there. So, the balkoire is like kiviyachal, is in the mipi hagvura. The gabai is like Moshe. So you have to make sure you have a good gabai. He has to be ro'oy lahai itztala. He has to be worthy for that post. Because he's literally symbolic of Moshe Rabbeinu. Sifta, says Mishra de Sarsar, v'hu Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom. Tichsiv, anoichi oimeid ben Hashem v'veinechem. I stand before God and you. Linoig ba ayde sarsor noyagin shagabai ay hakoine hamitzvais oimeid etzel sefer Torah. The minog is the gabai, or the one who purchases the mitzvais, stands by the sefer Torah. I guess the guy who bought all the aliyos to give out, he stands there. V'zeh nikra segan. Kedei sheyehei gimel. That there should be three people. Not like I said, that the balkoire is mipi hagvura, and the gabai is Moshe. No, haynu shehaskan who kiviyachol b'makom Hashem yisbarach. The gabai who gives out the aliyos, he's in place of God. Shehu mitzaveh likrois l'chol mi sheyirtza. He calls up whoever he wants. The hakoire, the one who reads the Torah, who has sarser b'makom Moshe. The balkoire is b'makom Moshe. V'ha'oila hu hamakabel b'makom kol Yisrael. So again, the balkoire is Moshe, he's giving it to Klal Yisrael. The gabai who's calling up the aliyos, he's like the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the oila is Keneged Yisrael. This is what the Levush writes. Uba'emezehu minog hakadmonim. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezvav is, I think, not mashma like he says in Tezayin. Because the Mechaber said, if the Shliach Tzibra wants to make the bracha himself, meaning, if the Balkoire wants to take the Aliyah himself, if there's a Balkoire and an Oila, okay, so you have a Balkoire and an Oila and a Gaba, you have three, but what if the Balkoire wants to take the Aliyah? So the Mishnah Berurah said, you need someone to stand there, which is Keneged Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sarsor is Keneged Moshe. I guess, but he didn't commit himself to what role the Baal Koire has. So the guy, Sivkatan Tezvav actually implies that the guy standing there, where the Gabai is Moshe, but in Tezayin he says the Gabai is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues. The truth is, it's an early custom, it's an ancient custom, to have three people by the Sefer Torah. There in Masech the Soifrim, quoted by the Arzarua, there's a different reason given. It's not Derech Eretz that the Chazan should stand by himself. Okay, so you want to have one on his right, one on his left. So you could have a Gabai and you could have the Oila. Question is, what basis is there for a Gabai Sheni? Is there any basis for Gabai Sheni? Besides the fact that when there's a vacuum of position, it will always be filled. You know? But so far we haven't seen any reason to have a Gabai Sheni. The Dershu brings the Gabai regarding the positioning of the Shliach Tzibur and the Oila, Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings, and the Kaf HaChaim brings, that the Oila stands on the right side of the Chazan and the Sagan is on his left side. Okay, so that's what we usually do. The Sagan is on the left and the Oila is on the right. Or HaShulchan says that no, the Shliach Tzibur and the Gabai should flank the Oila, not like we do. So it's actually, some shuls do this. In our shul, we do what Rabbi Yaakov Emden Kaf HaChaim says. Archa Shulchan says, no, the Gabai should stand on the other side. The Ktsois HaShulchan, who is Rabbi Chaim Noah, says, there are those that the Skan stands on the right side, Eitzel the Oila, and he has the silver yad to show the Koire where they're up to. If the Koire himself is the Mavarech, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, you need to have a Gabai Sheni. In other words, if the Oila is the... I guess that's where the Gabai Sheni comes from. Where does the Gabai Sheni come from? In case you want to give an Aliyah to the Baal Koire. So technically, you only need a Gabai Sheni when the Baal Koire gets an Aliyah. But friends, let me tell you, once that Gabai Sheni went up there, we for 500 years, we haven't been able to get him down. You know? Since that first occasion where they gave an Aliyah to the Baal Koire, the Gabai Sheni has been manning his position. So I would say that's where the Gabai Sheni came from. For a situation where you gave the Baal Koire an Aliyah. Okay, Kasa b'Sefer Shari Ephraim. Mizei yesh lomad sheyesh livcho l'skan ish nichbad u'bal masim toivim. The Shari Ephraim says that from here we learn that you should choose as your gabai a honorable, respectable individual, someone of good deeds, v'das habrius noyche himenu, and people are pleased with him. Shelo yachshedu shebishvat nos atzmayo eza siba yismayich kavay l'mishen aroy lo yabehepach. So they shouldn't suspect him that he's doing it for his own honor, or for whatever other reason. Also, the tzibur should not question the decisions of the skan. They should judge him favorably. That the reason why they gave this guy shishi is maybe he's got something going on. Maybe he needs a boost. Whatever it is, don't question the choices of the skan. And if there's something difficult in their eyes on him, they should say, he made a mistake. And even if they called up a big Talmud Chacham for Galila, and everyone said, oh, He's just trying to get on his skin. Im naga yiras Hashem b'lvavai, yesh lo lehisapik v'lo yomer lo davar. If you have any fear of God, you should remain silent. Don't say anything. V'yisa kavachomer b'navshai, and you should make the following argument. Im karutz mechomer tipaim ruchai b'nagei b'ksei chvaydai k'chad hasara. If someone who is fashioned from clay, a human being, his soul is disturbed when his kavod is infringed, even a hair's breadth, al achas kama v'kama, or the more so sheisho lachosh l'chvayit hamakom baruch hu, how careful you have to be for the kavod of the Almighty, the l'chvayit Torah sayakdosh, and for the kavod of the Torah, shaloi la'asos sha'aruria al yidei zeh, that you should not make a big commotion and a big ruckus over the fact that you got Aliyah B when you wanted Aliyah A. The Hamaver al midoisav ma'avirin lay al kol pishav. Davar yafa b'itai. If let's say you didn't get the Aliyah of your choice, and you don't say anything to the gabai, and you don't say anything to your wife, and you go on with your day as if nothing happened, all your sins are atoned for. So you thought it was a good day when you came to shul and you got shishi. No, it's a good day when you came to shul and they asked you to be, when they gave you, the second psicha on Yom Tov, on the day where they take out two Sifrei Torah or something like that. Because if you don't say anything, if someone in their arrogance made a quarrel with the gabbai, it is an obligation on the gabbai to be from the insulting, and he should not leave his post. Let's say the chazan, the gabbai, he got all puffy, he got all, Beroiges, that somebody dared talk back to him, and because of that, he got insulted and he walked away. Roy la ansha, he should be punished. Kiim ada chata, just because someone spoke out against him, sefer Torah lama biyish, why would he embarrass the sefer Torah by walking away? V'chal orim yaseh bedas, every clever person should act with intelligence. V'yachos l'chvayt amakam, and be concerned for the honor of Hashem, v'chvayt ha-Torah v'chulu. Ad kan l'shoinoi b'kitzer. Up till here is the lashon of the Shari Ephraim, one of the most important svarim on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Sif Hei, Ein HaTzibur Rasham Lanois Amen. The Tzibur is not allowed to answer Amen. Ad shetichla bracha mipi hakorei. Until the bracha is complete from the mouth of the koyre. Meaning, the koyre has to say the bracha, and then the people can answer amen. Many people have, they'd like to jump the gun. The koyre cannot start reading until the amen has been completed from the tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berura, amen mi pi tzibur, v'afil yesh anashe shamrichem amen. Even if you have some amen elongators, tzarech lahamtin aleihem, you have to wait for them. Why? Daha kulam tzrichem l'shmekri, everyone has to hear the kriya, l'chein tzarech hakari lahamtin, the reader needs to wait, afil al miyad shigmar amen, even for the minority who needs to answer amen. Likewise, anytime the shel tzibur and the mevarech is moitzi the rabbim yidei chayvasam, we said earlier in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Katan Lamed Ches, he has to wait even for those who are mistaken and answer a long amen, so that everyone hears the bracha. V'yacher kach yascha likrei. V'kasu achorim sh'aminog sh'hakorei oina amen imat sibur b'kol ram. The minog is that the bal korei answers amen with the tzibur out loud. Ay, the Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Mem Hey that the Oine is now to be Magbia Koila Yoiser Min HaMevarech. So why does the Bal Kore go Amen? Who asked him to do that? He's not allowed to do that. Ein ha oine rashoi lahagbia yoisim en amavarech. Says Reb Chaim Noah that since it's litzoyrach, namely that everyone should get their act together and pay attention, he's allowed to be magbia koilai. The Eish Shel Avram Mibuchach says that is the minog. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says, Hanach lohem li Yisrael. Like the Mishnah Berurah says earlier, that if the kavana of one who's meirim koilo is kedei lezareis ha'am, that it's mutter. So here also, the kavana of the Baal Koire is that everyone should pay attention. Even though the Chaye Adam says that the Baal Koire should not be magbia koiloi to answer amen. That's the psak of the Chaye Adam. However, the Eish Shel Avraham Bruchach, as we said, says it's the minog to answer amen out loud. And Reb Chaim Noah explains the reason is that it's litzoyrech. It's basically letting the people know. Otherwise, you know, the people are still immersed in a parsha sheet that they found on the table, that they feel that this parsha sheet, that somebody made up a Dvar Torah, that they heard from someone else who made up a Dvar Torah, is more important than Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore we have to say, Rabbi Sai, put down the sheet, put it away, actually put it away, stam, put it away, and pay attention to the Kriyas HaTorah. Fine. V'kasu achroinim, sha'aminog sha'akorei oina aminim atzir b'kol ram. The minog is the Kori answers b'kol ram, u'mamshech, he elongates a little bit more in Sira Bechdeshi Avinu Shamaschal Likrois Fiato Ezin Lashmaya Umaschal Likrois Miyad. He's here, look like this. He answers with the Tzibur Bekoram. He elongates more than the Tzibur so that everyone understands that they're beginning to read and everyone should pay attention, and then he starts right away. Vitoiv Sheyafsik Ktsas Bein Amen Laschala Sakriya. You don't want it to sound like the Amen is part of the first pasuk of the Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, here we go.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.